Hey, what it is, man? Y'all already know what it is, man. It's the Prince Mother's Podcast. It's Wednesday. Y'all already know we turning up right now. I got the news coming for y'all. Everything that's going on as far as the music, The Lion and the Lamb, BC, this Johnny B's project. Shout out Lauren Mack. Shout out everybody who's been messing with the movement. KCB. Got some hot new interviews coming next week. We're going to talk about that. I don't even know why I'm rushing. I guess we can take our time. It's Wednesday. We ain't got nowhere to be. It's hump day. You feel me? So y'all come right back. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's the Prince Mother Podcast on Anchor. Go tell everybody about it. Y'all already know what's about to happen right now. We about to talk and we about to get into the logistics of the game and what's going on right now. This is hot. You feel me? This is real. Yeah. So stay tuned. Yo, Mozzie. Yeah. Okay, welcome everybody. Good to have y'all here tonight. It's been very progressive on my end, I must say. Been making a lot of leeway, talking to some people, and I just started the interviews like last week, and it's been getting a lot of buzz, and it really took the podcast to another level. I wasn't expecting it to be like that, but we're here now. And now I feel like this is giving it a different vibe, a different bunch way, if I must say. But this is the Wednesday weekly update. We do this weekly. So I hope for you all to be here weekly. Weekly to hear my voice and let me tell y'all where the game is going and how we're doing it, and it's great. But anyways, as far as The Lion and the Lamb goes, which will be coming July 27th 2020, as far as writing goes, I believe that I'm done. I mean, I could always write more songs since it doesn't take me long at all. I kind of just go with the vibe of it, but as far as what I got, I feel like I have classic songs right now. And the craziest part about it is that I feel like I have at least like 20 or 30 of them. And I have a pick of the litter of what I want to be on this project. I've started putting ideas together as far as the skits and the animation of it. And even just the voice transitions and everything that I've been working on. This project is going to be Prime Cayman. This project is about God, but it is extremely powerful, and I'm doing so many different things on it. I dare to say that, I hate to be like that, but I'm rapping at such a high level. It's like I'm talking about God, but I'm rapping so good you can't help but like it. I'm rapping that good, like I'm that technically sound right now, and I'm bringing energy and passion and a lot of things that has been missing from music. And I'm just really proud of this project and where it's going so far. And I just want to put my all into it and make the best possible soundtrack for my God that I can. As far as Johnny B's project, he is 7 Gang, so you will get weekly news on him from me as well. Y'all go to his YouTube. Let me find the exact name of it. It's Johnny B TV. So y'all go to his YouTube, y'all subscribe, and be looking at his reactions and things. This is a very talented bunch, I must say. I see a lot of different potentials. You know, I have the podcast, but I make fire music. It's crazy. But y'all definitely go check out that. I post a lot of stuff on Facebook. New Kings, sponsoring them now. They're pretty cool Christian band. Y'all go check them out. Just try to expand your horizons. Try different things. When we come in this room, this is a judgment-free zone. And that's the theme of the Prince Mozzie thing. This is a judgment-free zone. We're not going to judge each other. We're going to love each other. And we're going to come together for something. And be like-minded for something that isn't negative. You know what I'm saying? So, what else did I have to say? Sunday. I missed the first official Sunday episode last Sunday. Yesterday. I'm tripping. You know what I mean. Sunday. I missed that first episode of the Sunday edition. So this Sunday, definitely, Uncompromising the Love, episode 3 of season 2 will be coming out. This is the interviews. Those are extracurricular activities. The official episodes are the real episodes, and you will know the difference. And I advise you to pay attention to both. You know, the real episodes, those are personal for me because those are us spending time with God and learning things and letting Him, you know, speak to us. But the interviews are great too, because I show the superstar in every artist, actor, comedian, whatever that comes on the show. I try to bring out the best in them. I've never been an interviewer before. I've never been trained for it. I just know what I want to be asked as an artist, so I try to make it as, you know, profound as I can and get straight to the heart of this artist or this particular person. And if you listen to the to the interviews on the podcast, you get that sense, like, it's very big. These people are going to be big, and you can hear it in them. So it's just a lot of stuff we're trying to bring to the game. And but yeah, the music is definitely on another level, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. I sit here and I listen to it, and I just think, like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like it, so I know they're gonna love it. And it's just so different, and I feel like I don't know who could not like it. And I feel like I'm technically so sound right now, and I'm operating at such a high level as far as just making music and how my voice comes across and all of that. I feel like anybody who listens to this is going to know it's not normal. You know what I'm saying? This isn't normal. This isn't just some guy sitting at home rapping. This is bigger than that, and that's what we want. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want it to be about me, and I want people to realize that this isn't me. You know, this is God manifesting in something that I chose to give to Him. You know, He speaks through it because I chose to go a different way. I could have been a rapper. I could still be rapping about the world. I made a choice to hand my career to God and say, Lord, I'm going to make this all about You. And I feel like He rewarded me for it. And He's continuing to show me that, like, this is great. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing. But, as far as Silent Cries page, make sure we already talked about Silent Cries last season. So go look at that episode and get caught up on the Silent Cries thing. And that's my mom. She has a great YouTube page. I wouldn't direct y'all to these people if they weren't doing things of meaning, I guess. So I think this is just something that y'all have to trust me on. And if I point you in a direction, I'm telling you, go that way for a reason. Shout out to Mahogany in Longview. She made hats. My God hats, and they're so dope. Like, I love them. And I just wish me and her could partner up, and we could do business, because I mean that's a great look, and I like it, and I would rock those, and I'm sure my team would. So if you know her and you hear this, tell her I said I'm totally in support of what she's doing, and I would love to be a part of it. I do rock the fashion, you know, very fashionable. I must say something without being cocky. But yeah, man, this is the Wednesday podcast. I really just wanted to bring y'all something quick and easy, tell y'all about what was going on. If you're waiting for y'all think the podcast is something, I love y'all for listening, but the music is where my heart beats. And once y'all hear that, it will all make sense. And we'll build a relationship, and we'll build a bond, and we'll take this thing to a whole nother level. We'll spread this gospel to the world, and they'll all love it. And I'll give Jesus His glory, give Him His due, you know. So that's what we're here for. But like any other time, I love you, and we're going to say a prayer, because I haven't been doing it for my guests. So I'm gonna do it with y'all, because this is personal. This is about us and God. This isn't about the world. So yeah, I know. I like when you bang your head and close your eyes and stuff. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for our listeners. We pray that you just send them good news this week, Lord. Send them good news this week, and let them be blessed, Lord. And let your presence come over them, Lord. And let your spirit just hover over them, Lord. And show them love, Lord, and attention and affection, Lord. Because we love you, and we wouldn't be here if we didn't. We just ask that your grace sees us through, Lord, because we can't make it without your grace. We can't make it without your majesty. We would be good to be servants in your kingdom, Lord, but you call us righteous in your name, and you make us kings and queens and princes under you, Lord. And you take the meaning of the situation, Lord. But you manifest your spirit and your glory upon us, Lord, because you love us so much. So we just thank you, and I just ask that you just continue to grow this for you, Lord. I do this for you, Lord. I want you to touch their spirits and make them share it to somebody, Lord. Make them give, Lord. Make them sow. Make them know that this is of you, Lord, and that you're speaking to their hearts. And this needs to go forward, because it is about you, and we love you. And that's all we're asking, Lord. We thank you, and we just magnify you. We thank you for everything, Lord. You woke us up this morning. You didn't even have to. We didn't even deserve it, and you still did it anyway. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, and we're always going to love you, and we're always going to magnify your name. And that is the truth. In Jesus' name, I pray y'all have a blessed night. This is the Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor. Make sure that y'all check out everybody I'm sponsoring. New Kings, Johnny B, Silent Cries, LaRon Mack, Golden Key, Photography, I said her name, Mahogany, with the hats. Y'all make sure y'all go check all these people out, man. They're doing something very special. Corey Moe, shout out to you. Who else am I? Am I missing anybody? And if I'm missing anybody, I'm sorry. I love y'all. I got the new guest coming up next week. That is what I'm missing. I have Corey Moe coming on. I have Sleeves coming on. Shout out to Sleeves. I forgot about you. Thank you for what you did for me earlier, bro. But yeah. So Sleeves, Corey Moe, and we got Poisonous Rain out of Dallas, out of D-Town. She's gonna come on the show as well. So yeah, we got some real big stuff going on. So I really hope that y'all pay attention and y'all get focused in with this. This is not going anywhere. This is real. This is for real. This is here to stay. And we love God, and we love you too. And y'all have a good night. It's your boy, Young Mosey, baby.